Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is September 9th, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, schools in Germany are ordering teenage girls not to wear miniskirts or shorts to avoid offending Muslim immigrants pouring into the country. Germany plans to accept 800,000 new immigrants before the end of the year and 500,000 a year from then on. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says we have to accept migrants here in the USA because they're living in hell in Syria.
I hate the concept of it, but on a humanitarian basis with what's happening, you have to.
Plus, the federal government is threatening to kick miners off their land to expand Area 51. And the Food Babe reveals shocking emails from Monsanto Corporation. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the hot topics, not just here in the States, but around the world right now, is people migrating from place to place. And many of them have a very legitimate reason to do so. And we'll talk about that more in our next article. But for right now, I want to talk about some of the culture clashes that are happening because of people migrating. And now we see that German schools are ordering girls not to wear short skirts as to avoid offending Muslim students. It says a school sent out a letter to parents advising them of a new security measure after a migrant shelter was opened at the school's nearby gym. Parents were warned that children should not wear revealing clothes for fear of misunderstandings that could lead to attacks by the migrants. Now, let's stop right there. It's one thing to have people come into your area, you know, not necessarily your country, but people can move from place to place because of some type of natural disaster. People move from, you know, Oklahoma to Texas or whatever the case may be. But with that, if you get someplace and you find out because of what somebody is wearing that may cause them to have an attack on you, that does not fly at all. You can't just say, well, in Oklahoma, we wear the Sooner colors. You guys are wearing Texas colors. We're going to attack you. No, you can't do that. And it's the same thing with this type of situation that we see going on in Germany. Now, of course, as I always say when I talk about other religions, not all Muslims are this way. You got plenty of peaceful Muslims. They have no issue with anybody. Myself and Joe Biggs had a chance to go to the Stand with the Prophet rally in Garland, Texas. This isn't the one that got shot up. This was the one before that. And we met nice Muslim people out there. They were peaceful people. The first thing they said to us on our cameras was, well, we condemn the actions of Charlie Hebdo. We condemn the actions of Boko Haram, all these other groups who are out there doing these horrific things. So not all Muslims are like that. So now as we continue on with our article, children are also told that derogatory and racial remarks would not be tolerated. And yes, I can understand that. You shouldn't have people throwing racial insults at you because of your race, your religion, or anything else. But it reminds me, when we're talking about these measures and what they're banning and what they're not allowing people to say or do as far as things that don't offend people or shouldn't offend people, just the way somebody is dressed, it reminds me of what's going on right here in the United States of America, because we've seen in places like California that telling the kids not to wear American flag T-shirts in the United States of America, well, it may offend somebody from another country. Well, it's like, well, this is the United States of America where we have an American flag flying high. Why can I not wear this American flag T-shirt? But that's kind of the state of affairs that we're in right now. And as we're talking continued about these things that are going on in the schools, we've also seen while they're telling kids, over in Germany not to wear the short skirts. Here in the States, if a young man wants to use the girl's bathroom, that's perfectly fine. We've seen that become some of a normal thing. And, you know, when you have little kids, little five-year-old, six-year-old, it's probably not that big of a deal. But when you get up to the high school ranks and you get all these various people with hormones and all these other things going on, having the boys and the girls use the same locker room is just a recipe for disaster. Now, but let's go back to the migrant issue, people coming over the borders. Now, as I said earlier, some people are traveling because of very real circumstances that they're trying to flee from, whether it's poverty, illness, safety concerns, because not just the people leaving places like Syria, but you also have people down in Central and South America that are still being affected negatively by the Contras and the things that happen on things that happen down there. So I can understand people coming to various countries, wanting to leave those countries and go to a better situation. But the issue that we're having is we have so many people that are going into communities such as what we saw in McAllen, Texas. And it's fine if you have a church, a private organization, or private individuals who choose to house these people pending their trials. I have no issue with that. But the problem is they had so many people coming in there, is draining resources from the city of McAllen itself. And then they said, well, yeah, we pretty much tapped out on our emergency management fund, which is to say if they had a flood or tornado, some type of other natural disaster, they wouldn't really have had any money to take care of that. Also, it was in the local news down in that area that if some type of disaster did occur, you know, flood or whatever, they would evacuate the people who came over the border first. And I was like, well, I have no issue with you getting them out because, of course, you don't want to leave anybody behind. But who's going to go get the people from the homeless shelter? You know, that wasn't a priority for them. Or what about people in temporary housing such as trailer parks who may also be low income and dependent on public transportation? Who's going to get them? Like, well, we'll just leave them to their own devices. So with that said, Trump has come out and said that we have to bring migrants into our country because they're fleeing situations like what's going on in Syria.
Now, do you object to migrants who are getting out of the Middle East and North Africa? Do you object to them coming to the USA?
I hate the concept of it, but on a humanitarian basis with what's happening, you have to. You know, this was started by President Obama when he didn't go in and do the job when he should have, when he drew the line in the sand, which turned out to be a very artificial line. But, you know, it's living in hell in Syria. There's no question about it. They're living in hell.
And as I stated before, some people are trying to flee for very legitimate reasons. They have real concerns about their safety. But I think this is a situation where we're putting a Band-Aid on something where we should be trying to avoid making the incision altogether. Because, yes, there is a lot of problems going on in Syria, and I'm not saying that the United States or Western governments are the cause, but they are a contributing factor. When you look at the point where we have the Syrian rebels, many of whom aren't even Syrian, many of them have sworn allegiance to Al-Qaeda, although we continue to fund these guys to go out and do these things. And then we see people like the White House, they come out and they say Assad has crossed the red line. He's using chemical weapons on his own people, even though the video that they showed on numerous mainstream media outlets here in the States had the Al-Qaeda watermark on the video. It's like you take something from Fox News, like, oh, this is a CBS piece. You're like, no, it has the Fox News logo on it. It's kind of that same deal. So with that said, the Syrian rebels, the Al-Qaeda rebels, have committed at least one chemical attack because they even made a video documenting that fact, but we completely ignore that. So yes, we are contributing to this. It's the same thing like the Contras down in Central and South America. People are flooding here because of those ill effects, but if we weren't doing that stuff to begin with, people wouldn't have to leave their homes. I don't want people to come here because they can't stay at home. If they want to stay home, we should be able to put resources towards that or not put negative resources that drive them out of their homes. Because I saw an article, I think it was a couple months ago, I sent it to a Syrian girl, Mimi Alaham, or you know whatever her name is. She has several different names, kind of like Puff Daddy, but partisan girl, all that. But I sent her this document talking about how a lot of the Syrian refugees are coming to Dallas now. And she said, it's terrible. I really wish the United States would stop doing things that force people out of their homes. And I do agree. Long story short, let's make an environment where people can stay in their own homes and not have to leave because of the actions of the United States government or other governments for that cause. And as we talk about the alienations of Syria and Central and South America, let's talk about the alienation of the United States of America. And we see more than half of adults have diabetes or prediabetes. The study of U.S. government health surveys examined the prevalence of diabetes among 26,000 U.S. adults between 1988 and 2012. According to the study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, up to 14% of U.S. adults had diabetes in 2011 to 2012. And what's even scarier, many of them didn't even know about their condition, which is to say these conditions are on the rise. And there are many contributing factors as to what causes diabetes, but one that cannot be denied is your food, what type of food you eat. Type of food that you don't eat, I guess, is also a factor in there as well. And to this, we have Vonnie Hari, the food babe. She's been on our show several times documenting a good number of different things. She's gone up against Monsanto, Chick-fil-A, Subway, many other places as well. But now she's putting her focus back on Monsanto with the article, "The Shocking Email from Monsanto and Why I Submitted a FOIA Request." And this concerns Dr. Kevin Folta. And she says, newly discovered emails revealed that Folta received a $25,000 unrestricted grant from Monsanto. And he even wrote to a Monsanto executive, "I'm glad to sign on to whatever you like or write whatever you like. And I promise a solid return on the investment." Now, the reason this is interesting is because Folta was writing some very nasty hit pieces about Vonnie Hari. And he's, you know, attacking her for this or for that, as many people have. And this is a very interesting document that she was able to get her hands on, because it shows that this guy is pretty much bought and paid for by Monsanto. And he even said, oh, let's look at this quote once again. "I'm glad to sign on to whatever you like or write whatever you like. And I promise a solid return on your investment." Now, this doesn't particularly mention Vonnie Hari by name, but it also goes on to point out in the article that he had denied several times, nine that she has documented here, that he said he had no connection to Monsanto. And I'm pretty sure a big corporation like Monsanto isn't exactly that. People like the Food Babe are out there operating and doing various things. But it just goes to show you that a lot of people think, when it comes to politicians or scientists or many other people, that they can't be bought and paid for. Well, yes, they can, because it happens all the time, especially in politics. You see these guys, whether it's for money or power or they're being blackmailed, they may do something that's against the better wishes or the better concerns of the general populace. And scientists or anybody else are not immune from such endeavors. Yeah, they have student loans to pay back just like anybody else. So at the end of the day, they may take that check and do something that isn't exactly in your best interest. So you can't just say, well, this guy went to school for 8 years, so he's above reproach. No, he's human like anybody else. I'm not saying that that's exactly what happened with this guy, but I'm just using that as an example, somewhat of a bellwether. Now, let's talk about weathering the storm of the gun grab, because we have many people who want to remove all guns. They say anytime a tragedy happens, let's take all the guns, let's ban all the guns. Well, you can't really do that, because we saw this recently. Was it last month when they had the shooting at the recruiting stations, where you had the big gun-free zone sign with bullets wrapped all the way around it, didn't stop a single shot. And then on top of that, we saw one of the service members pull out his concealed carry, and they were even threatening to charge him for defending his life. So with that said, bad guys are always going to find some way to do harm. Case in point, I believe it was last week. I can't recall exactly where it was, but I saw an article about another mother, and I stress another mother, who chose to drown her children in a bathtub. It's a horrible situation, but nobody's going to ban bathtubs or bathwater. And you say, that's ridiculous. Why would you do that? There are millions or billions of mothers or who wash their children, who bathe their children every day without incident. And I would say you are correct with that. There are millions of gun owners in the United States of America who have never shot a single person. Many people haven't even shot a deer or a squirrel or anything like that. Then we had Mr. Pittman, Carl Pittman, on, who we're going to show an interview of later on, who was on the Alex Jones show. And he said, if I pull out my firearm right now and place it on this table, it's just going to lay here. This table is going to fall apart before this gun accidentally goes off and shoots anything. And that's exactly right. Guns don't walk out the closet at night and just go kill people. You need somebody with ill intent or somebody who's just completely negligent. And now we see that gun owners of America have endorsed Ted Cruz for president. And it basically breaks down how Ted Cruz is against the UN Arms Trade Treaty, which would implement a full gun owner registration if it was ratified by the United States Senate. Now, at this point, I'm not convinced of any particular presidential candidate. I'm definitely not going to try to convince you who to vote for. There's some people I may say you probably shouldn't go for. But as far as the ultimate nomination, I'm not exactly sure. And of course, when you get to big national politics, there are a lot of things that are beyond your or my control. Because, yeah, you can vote for a good sheriff, a good city council, and you may have your vote counted. But as Trump pointed out in the debates last month, that if he makes a call to somebody in the midnight hour and he gives them money, they're going to do what he wants them to do. So just because you campaign for candidate X and you have candidate X's collector plates on your mantle at home, it doesn't mean if you call them up, they're going to do what you need them to do. So keep all that in mind as we go forward into the next presidential election. Also, we see that in Baltimore, they have paid out over $6 million to the family of Freddie Gray. I think it's great that Freddie Gray's family got a payment, but I also think it's terrible that they take these things out of the city or out of the county. I think if they really want to affect change in the police departments, they need to take these fines out of the police departments or sheriff's departments themselves. And now we see that people are starting to be kicked off the land at Area 51. And for whatever reason, the Air Force says, we want you guys out of here. They offered them what they consider to be their last best offer for the community of $5.2 million. And so far, the people are standing firm and they say they don't want to leave. And hey, that's their home, regardless of how bizarre it may seem to some people for them to live out there. Hey, it's their home. If they choose to stay there, that's their business. And people should be allowed to do what they want to do in that regard. Now, stay tuned, because coming up later in our show, I'll have an interview with J.D. King. He's an independent filmmaker, and he's documenting polar bears and how their disappearance or the plight of the polar bear isn't as dire as some people would like you to believe. Stay tuned. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
Tyranny with a capital T.
You should reject these voices.
Everything that's been done with torture, rendition, the NDAA, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, from day one was focused on the American people, period. That's it. It's always been about erasing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and rolling out NSA spying publicly, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, rolling out torture, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, but it's really for the general public. Rolling out total control and the end of any underground free market systems in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, but really shutting down any type of free commerce. This is all about converting us from a free society to a tyranny with a capital T. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com. Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying five, six, or even seven different different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Two defensive backs from San Antonio, Texas's John Jay High School are playing the race card after they attacked Austin, Texas football referee Robert Watts during a game with Marble Falls High School. Dropping back, the two players clearly single Watts out. One player knocks him down, and the second finishes him with a spear helmet hit to the ribs. After the fact, the two players, obviously struggling to save their own skins, implicated John Jay assistant coach Mac Breed as the instigator. Breed has since been placed on administrative leave after allegedly telling the players, "This guy needs to pay for cheating us." After being attacked on the field, referee Robert Watts was then attacked off the field. The players alleged that Watts had uttered racial slurs towards them, a charge that has infuriated Watts. Watts told TexasHighSchoolFootball.com, "I like to keep my officiating quiet. Unfortunately, this will be big news." He then went on to say, "Libel and slander have already been committed against me. I will be contacting the appropriate people soon, and any statement from me will come at a later date."
All over the country it's happening where a group of black people with their white trendy Soros handlers, college students, show up at restaurants and yell at people and say, "Raise your hand in solidarity for Brown who was shot in Ferguson, or you're a racist," and the whites all submit basically and raise their hands under threat. That is pure Soviet behavior. Black Lives Matter protesters target white diners eating brunch. That is our story on DrudgeReport.com in the middle column. Regardless what you think about this, and then they say, why, you know, every something seconds or every, you know, few minutes, somebody gets killed and certain percentage are black. Yeah, and 9 out of 10 blacks are being killed by blacks. And these Soros-handled groups, their answer is ban guns. I always hear that. You know, the NRA is the new Klan because black people are getting shot in areas where they've banned the guns. 9 out of 10 blacks that are shot in this country, look it up, are shot by other black people.
Racism, the new catchphrase. A whole new generation has now been brainwashed by a politically correct culture to use the word in case of emergency.
We have a black president, so racism, poof.
There's no denying that the election of President Barack Obama was a huge sign of progress, but it didn't stop anyone from making racist jokes and memes about the first family. Plus, Obama's first term was surrounded by rumors that he wasn't really American and that he was a Kenyan Muslim out to destroy America. Which, by the way, is a bogus conspiracy theory rooted in racism and, more specifically, Islamophobia.
The twisted reality of the racism claims are that if they are proven absolutely false, the real racists would be the aggressive players themselves. It's real simple. Accusing a white person of being a racist without proof is, yeah, you guessed it, racist.
A Target shopper had asked Michelle Obama, who was incognito, she was wearing ordinary clothes, trying to look like an ordinary person in this incident that wasn't a photo op. So this Target shopper asks Michelle Obama to reach for a product, detergent, to hand her the product. Not recognizing who Michelle Obama was, like that would even matter. It was a short woman who couldn't reach the product, so she asked Michelle Obama, being tall as she is, to hand her the product, and Michelle Obama said, "That was my interaction, I felt so good." Okay, that was last year. Suddenly, a year later, she gives an interview with People magazine, and let's articulate the context here. The headline of the interview is "The Obamas, How We Deal With Our Own Racist Experiences." So it's basically Michelle Obama reeling off these examples of how herself and Barack Obama have been stereotyped and had these racist implications made against them in these different scenarios.
And this kind of racism has now morphed into another form in America. The two players that attacked Watts have since been suspended, and pending an investigation may face assault charges. This Texas high school football game could go down as one of the biggest losses in history. Not in points, but in common sense. John Jay lost to Marble Falls anyway, 15-9. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Family and child.
Dan Bedandi, InfoWars.com. I attended yet another public questions forum hosted by the Rhode Island Department of Health on their new mandatory HPV vaccine law. Preceding the forum was a protest led by Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity in association with Rhode Islanders Against Mandated HPV Vaccinations, a parents group which has attracted over 2,300 members in the last past 2 weeks. I spoke to the group's leader, Mike Stenhouse, concerned parents, and a handful of Rhode Island state reps that are fighting against this overreach of government.
We think the mandate was bad public policy. We think it infringes on parental rights. We think it infringes on student and individual rights. That's one of our missions, is to preserve economic, education, individual rights. And the process by which this was implemented, really by one former director of Health and Human Services, without any legitimate public debate, without any legislative oversight. Just imagine that one person has the power to put this kind of controversial mandate on every family in the state.
For one thing, I think parents really need to get together and voice their opinions. I think that the more collective we are, the more power we have in numbers. I think there's a lot of people that are against this mandate.
Yeah, and you think Governor Raimondo's going to do anything about it?
Honestly, no. I don't. I think that there's probably, he's probably receiving money from some pharmaceutical company and thus is not going to do anything for us.
I think it's a bureaucratic government overreach, and it's totally unnecessary, and it's taken the freedoms away from the citizens of our state. It's been stopped in other states and countries, and I'm just doing it legislatively to try to address this issue.
I believe we own ourselves as individuals. We should be able to do what we want, No one has the right to put anything in our body or our children's body without consent. People are going to be pulling their kids out of school, so people still have a choice. If anything, I would have them pull out of schools already.
Mandating in this way is not appropriate. I think it's for each person to decide, but I do feel that there is enough evidence that HPV clears itself well enough that, in my personal opinion, it isn't something that I would give to my children, because I don't feel that the risk-benefit factor is there enough to want the vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, as a parent and a grandparent, you know, the last thing I want is for government to tell me or my children what they have to do with their children or any future generations of children. I mean, what is freedom if you're being told what to do by some superior form of master? You know, it's that puts you in a slave situation. We are not slaves. We fought for freedom, and we've made sure that people aren't going to be, enslaved in this country and around the world. And so, you know, that's when you take a parent's rights away, you're just basically saying that they're a slave to this, to the, you know, the system of the government.
I believe this vaccine mandate is something that the government shouldn't step into. It's a young vaccine. We're not sure of what it's going to do today, tomorrow, or in the future. I think it may be potentially harmful to our young women. Sterilization, infertility, cancers later on. Although we're preventing one question, and yeah, it's a very effective vaccine for the two strains that it's attacking, it's causing a host of other problems. It's increasing cervical risk, and in my opinion, maybe ultimately increased cancer.
I believe it's an individual right to privacy issue. You know, our Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, has found that you have a substantive due process right. It's a fundamental right to privacy that's based in our Constitution. And I think the right to say, I don't want my child who's not transmitting this disease at school, and it's a sexually transmitted disease, shouldn't have to have this vaccine. It's a fundamental liberty interest, which I think the state's infringing upon.
Many parents spoke out at the rally, and during the public forum with the Department of Health was no different.
Advisories that when you send something out that says all clinicians have to receive the flu shot or else they have to wear a mask when they're taking care of patients, we get that message. So something's wrong. There's a gap with the message that is being sent in terms of this being a choice for parents.
I want to present this here. This is the United States Constitution. Okay, I want to present to you, Mr. Barrett, before you make another decision for the mandate of, in this country we have a thing called Bill of Rights and Constitution. Next time, I want you to please follow that.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Super Male Vitality. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
They're worried about veterans, gun owners, Christians, conservatives. These are groups statistically from the criminologies, you know, the lowest crime rate. That's like saying they're worried about little old ladies blowing stuff up. Can you speak to that in your own words, the New World Order, the whole nine yards, and what you would do as sheriff to try to educate people about that?
Well, you know, I really want to focus this on the office of the sheriff. And I'll use an example, and I kind of pick on the TSA quite a bit. Every day in this country, every day in Houston, TSA breaks the law, in my opinion, whether it's groping and doing searches that are so outside the confines of what the Constitution would allow. But why are we doing it? We're doing it because we've had this story sold to us that they're doing it for our safety. Well, to my knowledge, I don't think the TSA has discovered one single terrorist. However, if we were to divert those resources being wasted, in my opinion, at the airports
to the border,
down to the border, now we just might stop some terrorists from coming into Texas and to the states. But that does not fit the storyline that wants to be peddled by those in Washington. Before the break, we were talking about the National Defense Authorization Act. Now, is it too far-fetched to believe that this racial strife that we see building in this country could be someone's attempt to create enough civil unrest to bring Barack Obama to a point to say he wants to impose martial law, of course, for our own safety, and possibly even consider suspending the upcoming elections? That may be far-fetched to a lot of people, but not too many years ago, Obamacare would have been far-fetched to think Americans could be forced into buying insurance. So I think a lot of these things, we have to open up our minds and understand there is an agenda happening, and we don't need to wait and let this happen and try to respond to it. We need to right now, and I do mean right now, do something about this, because this experiment known as America, if we don't, is going to fail. There is no limit to what they will do or what they will try to do. And so we must be on guard. We must absolutely stand at the gate and say we're not going to let this happen. Folks, if we lose this, where do you go? Where do we go if we let America slip away?
Yeah, these other countries aren't going to let us come in, and we're sure not going to be able to go there and get stuff for free.
Yeah, and a lot of these people, a lot of these countries that we give billions and billions of dollars to, they don't like us. So in my humble opinion, I think we ought to let them not like us for free, and we don't even give them anything.
That's a great idea. Let them not like us for free.
There are a couple of things in my life that I have never bought into. I don't play the race card. I think it is ridiculous. I don't buy into affirmative action. To hurt one person in order to benefit another is exactly what the civil rights movement in this country was supposed to have been about. Dr. King would absolutely have to be doing backflips in his tomb to watch some of what has been done supposedly continuing on his life's work. But what we see is an absolute move to lawlessness. Because if we can get this thing to where there is no expectation of decency or law, that allows people to do anything they want. I look back years ago, Alex, I was a young sergeant in Southern California on the police department there in San Diego County when the Rodney King riots happened. And it's interesting that I asked myself then, how many of these people out looting and rioting in L.A. were out there because they were truly offended and bothered by what was done to Rodney King? Or how many were out there simply because it was an opportunity to behave badly? And I think that's what we're seeing in this country. If you want to handle a problem from a law enforcement standpoint, for example, in Baltimore, the day they were going to bury Freddie Gray, the law enforcement community should have been on tactical alert in that city. Had I been sheriff in that county, we would have done that. I'm not going to say it wouldn't have started, but I can guarantee you it wouldn't have lasted long. It's really important that we know our history, folks. We have many, many black folks in this country who are obviously descendants of slaves. And there's a lot of anger that still exists today. Now, with here being in Texas, something very important happened on the 19th of June, 1865. In Galveston, Texas, the news arrived that slaves were free. Now, if I do my math, that's just over, just a couple months past 150 years ago. So what is the beef? What is the problem for any black person today to be mad at a white person today simply based on race to try to blame them for something that happened 150 years ago before they were born? This is the most stupid thinking I've ever seen. Judge people on that person. Do not try to put a blanket. It's the same thought that all cops are bad. That is lunacy. I've been in this business a long time. I know a lot of good officers. I've known a few bad ones. And what we have to do in law enforcement is make sure when we run across a bad one is we get them out of this business immediately. And if that means we get them out via jail or prison, that's okay too.
Veterans are the most awake, then police after that, whether they be federal or local. That's why they want us to have a war with police, is because the globalists realize the most awake group is the police and military. I've experienced that. Have you experienced that? That behind closed doors, the police really, compared to the public, I talk to cops, I mean, they're super awake compared to the public about how stuff works, who's behind things, what's going on. So we can bash cops all day, but I just discovered they're one of the most awake groups to the New World Order conspiracy.
Well, you know, we have to be, Alex. You know, we live this stuff. I mean, the streets are not exactly a safe place. And so if police officers are not paying attention to their surroundings, that's when we die. And we have to get better at doing what we're doing. We have to get much more in tune with everything happening around us. So, you know, one point I wanted to make, you brought up the military, and I'm sure you've covered this. If you look at what Barack Obama has done by getting rid of all of these senior military officers, and I believe there is a very, very clear reason why. If you look at the oath taken by an enlisted member of the service versus the oath taken by an officer in the service, the officers take no oath to the commander in chief. It's only to the Constitution. So to get rid of these senior officers is very important if you can bring in your own flunkies, I'll call them, that will do what you want. So I think it is very telling to me that some of these very, very senior, decorated generals and admirals have been expelled from the service.
Well, they're getting rid of combat vets. I noticed they put a lot of Harvard pencil pushers that were never in combat as top people.
Yes, and again, you know, you look at this move that they want to promote taking guns away, Second Amendment rights away from veterans. Why do you think that is? You know, I think it's because, well, if you've been to combat, it's probably a pretty good chance that your ability to defend yourself with a weapon made you pretty proficient at it. So don't fall for this thing about that guns are bad and guns kill people. Bad people kill people. And, you know, I could lay my weapon on this desk. It'll sit here for into the next millennium and not going to harm a soul. It's going to take an evil heart to do it. So this push to get guns, they can't get the guns. You know, you've seen a DHS buying more ammunition than the military has. What could that possibly be for, if not to possibly be used against us?
Oh, they admit that's what it's for. And it's so creepy that it's all happening and we just see it progressing and it gets crazier by the minute. I just hope that the bureaucrats up there and the socialist professors that think they're running this show, I hope they realize if they actually start this, they're not going to win it. And believe me, I don't want it to start. I don't have any, you know, delusions of grandeur. I just don't think they are really tuned in to what a true civil war in this country is going to look like.
Yeah, you know, Americans are, we're a unique bunch because when you say American, what do you think about? Do you think about a particular color? No. You think about an ideology. We're a people from everywhere that have come here and call this place home. And so we're pretty protective of this place. And the thing that holds it all together is our founding documents. And that is why we must do everything necessary to protect those documents. And anybody who steps into office who does not uphold that oath that they take, that needs to be a criminal offense. Because it's bait and switch, and it's the most dangerous kind.
I'm curious. I want to see a show of hands right now. All those for gun control, raise your hands. All right, there's one, two, three, four. Anyone else? Ah, see there, that figures. All the usual suspects. Any questions?
Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you spend any time researching the environment, you will undoubtedly come across a polar bear. Polar bears can't swim, just one of the many whoppers we've heard. And while I'm sure there are plenty of people in the environmental movement, in the Green Party, whatever you want to call it, that have legitimate concerns about wildlife and environmental issues, there are more than a few people willing to take advantage of the situation. And to document this, we have J.D. King. He is an independent filmmaker, and he's going to be talking to us about his new Kickstarter project to document the polar bears. Let's take a look at this film.
Ever since Al Gore's movie came out, the media hasn't stopped talking about polar bears and sea ice.
For the first time, they're finding polar bears that have actually drowned.
Polar bears have become a symbol of our impact on the planet. I guess the basic idea is that we're harming polar bears by driving our cars to work and living a normal 21st century life.
For years, we've heard about Arctic polar bears roaming ever-shrinking habitats in search of dwindling food supplies.
Rising temperatures are killing off polar bears. The diminishing population of polar bears.
Dwindling numbers of polar bears.
Been feasting on dolphins for the first time ever.
You are watching the process of extinction happen before your eyes.
In our lifetimes, there's never been a bigger environmental issue than this. We're all familiar with the polar bear story, from the sentimental television ads to the crazy videos of polar bears falling out of the sky. The world's news and media just keep on saying the same thing. But what if I were to tell you that there's now compelling evidence out there that suggests that this whole polar bear and global warming sea ice saga is entirely wrong?
Polar bears are thriving. In fact, 50 years ago, there were only 5 to 10,000 of these species. Today, there are over 25,000.
J.D. King is our guest. Thank you for joining us today, J.D.
Hey, my pleasure.
So tell us about your recent Kickstarter project.
So what we're trying to do is raise some funding to get a project going to expose the polar bear global warming sea ice situation.
So going deeper into that, we just played your film and we've seen some famous quotes. I'm not exactly sure what all you have in the film, just having seen the trailer, but we've seen people like Al Gore come out, say polar bears can't swim, all these various things, these environmental issues. So as far as your film, how deep into that do you go?
Well, the film hasn't been made yet. That's why we're on Kickstarter. We're in the process of putting this film together. Really excited about it. But the polar bear story was introduced by Al Gore in Inconvenient Truth. Yeah, polar bears floating on the icebergs. They're sinking. They're dying. But this issue hasn't gone away at all. For the last 8, 10, 12 years, it's been the worldwide icon and symbol of the global warming alarmists. And even this year, you've probably seen all the headlines. Polar bears seen eating dolphins for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. You know, polar bears are going to be gone by 2025. You know, 2/3 of them are going to be gone by 2050. They're disappearing. You know, President Obama just went up to Alaska to go pose with some melting glaciers on the one hand. And then, you know, on the other hand, he announced like an upgrade in the icebreakers, trying to buy more of those. So that's a story we've heard for years and years, that polar bears are dying. But when you examine the facts, it's completely not true. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to tell the true story here, because if big government and the media can't get something as simple as the polar bear story right, how can we possibly even dream of trusting them with something much bigger, like the global climate system? It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. And not to get too off the polar bears, we'll definitely get back to that in a second. But when we talk about the climate or the climate change, because people who pay attention, though, it used to be global cooling, then it became global warming, and now they use the all-inclusive term climate change. So whether it's hot, if it's cold, if it's rain, if it's drought, everything fits into this narrative of climate change. And to go one step beyond that, I don't know if you saw earlier this year, they had the reports 2014, the hottest year on record. And let's just say for the sake of argument, that was true, that it was record heat here, here, and here, but we also had a record cold. It didn't say 2014, the hottest year on the record, with the exception of Chicago, Illinois, that had some of the coldest temperatures in 100 years, or Detroit, Michigan, that had some of the coldest temperatures in 100 years. So when we all come back to it, and it goes to the wildlife, particularly the polar bears, what do you want people to know about this project that you have going on?
Well, the truth of the matter is that there's more polar bears now than there's ever been in recorded history. I mean, just in Al Gore's lifespan, they've gone up 3 or 4 fold. They went from about 5,000 tops, about 5,000 years ago, best estimates, to between 25 and 30,000 today. So the polar bear is actually an amazing success story of wildlife conservation. And like you said, the climate changes all the time. It's always changing. Yet they've never told us, you know, all these alarmists who freak out about 2 degrees now, which is going to destroy the planet. Maybe you've heard that. But what they fail to mention is that the temperature has always gone up. It's always gone down. And they've never told us what that ideal temperature is. And glaciers have been melting and receding a little bit ever since the last ice age for hundreds of years. And there's no indication whatsoever that that's been accelerated by human activity. You know, the Industrial Revolution was about 150 years ago, but this current warming trend has been going up long before that.
I do agree, because I meet a lot of people, I don't know if you do, but they always talk about pollution. And yes, we do have a pollution issue, whether it's, you know, a dump, or, you know, we think of the the BP oil spill, but then they always try to connect that to climate change. That's like saying, if I throw a potato bag chip on the ground, it caused a tsunami in Japan. I'm like, that doesn't make any type of sense, but these are the type of arguments that they try to present to people.
Absolutely. It's all about the emotion. You know, these people are all about using an emotional hook like a polar bear and using it to push an agenda. They care less about arguing the truth. I mean, I've been blown away as I've researched this more, and people have been pointing out these facts. I've communicated with Dr. Susan Crockford. She's featured in our Kickstarter trailer. But all the stuff the public's never told, it just blows you away, man. I just tell you, it blows you away. It's like Antarctic sea ice is way higher than it's ever been. The Arctic sea ice grew by a third last year. And when there is a warming spell in the Arctic, what we actually see is a boom in the ring seal population. Okay, ring seals are what polar bears eat. So a warming trend means more ring seals, which means the following winter, there's more polar bears. Who guessed?
Yeah, who would have thought if they had stuff to eat, they may stick around and actually eat it. So tell us the Kickstarter, what the Kickstarter page is, and also what your goal is.
Well, our Kickstarter page can be found on Kickstarter.com. You search for Ice Bear, you'll find our page. We got all kinds of information about polar bears up on there. And our goal here is to raise, we need $119,000. Currently we're at about $12,000. We have 2 weeks to go. The last 2 weeks of the campaign are usually the most successful. I funded my last film on Kickstarter, actually. It's called Blue. Bluebeatscreen.com. You can find that there, but that was 100% funded by the people who wanted me to make that film. And I want this one to be the same way. It's important to me that this film gets funded by people who want the truth and people who demand the truth. You know, not a think tank, not a big organization, but by people, American people who are sick of the status quo, who want the truth and who demand the truth. And so we want to expose Al Gore and this big climate change agenda for what it really is.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're doing this, because we always hear the argument, or at least I hear the argument, if it was that big of a deal, or if there's something not truthful in the mainstream narrative, why am I not seeing this? Well, I always give them the thing, if you knew that you were wrong about something, would you bring somebody on your major network channel to debunk you with a compelling, coherent argument? Of course you wouldn't. So that's why we need films like this and the other projects that you've made to get this message out to people, so they can see an alternative view to this inconvenient lie that we saw with Al Gore and all this other stuff. And just say one last thing about Al Gore before I let you wrap up. I remember in that movie, he had the scene where he was talking about how it was either Greenland or Iceland could be covered by water in, you know, the near future. And as far as I know, they have no reason to expect that to happen at all. JD, give us your final thoughts.
Well, this is an issue that's really important to me. For the last 6 or 7 years, I've been just 100% poured myself into exposing overreaching environmentalism going on in the Western United States, where I grew up, with issues like the wolf, the spotted owl, where we've seen industries get shut down and people destroyed. And now I just really, my team and I really want to take a stab at this global issue, because what's going on behind the scenes is an effort with the global elites to control the world, really, especially the developed world like United States, in the name of saving the planet, carbon dioxide. And there's nothing at all that they cannot touch in the name of the environment and saving the planet. And that is very concerning to us.
J.D. King, thank you for your time.
Hey, I appreciate being on your show. Thanks.
Well, I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
A clear-
clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.